HarperCollins presents Whisper Island by Carissa Ann Lynch. Read by Daniela Accitali. We are like islands in the sea, separate on the surface but connected in the deep. William James. Watch me. The backbone of every triumph is built on two simple words. Watch me. Like when my parents said I'd never make it to graduation, I whispered those words. Watch me. And from that day forward, I never got in trouble at school, never made another bad mark in class, not because I believed them, but because I wanted to prove them wrong. I'll prove so many people wrong. Watch me. When college after college rejected me, and a school counselor suggested that I might consider a different track, I shouted the words, "Watch me!" to an empty hall of lockers and doors. There are many more examples, but all that matters is now. Six of us are going to the island. Only one of us will make it back. That one of us will be me. From the back of my mind came a familiar, snarky voice. If you do this, you'll never leave that island. You'll never make it home again. But that voice was wrong. And I hadn't had a home in years. As I stared in the mirror, eyes like two gaping holes staring back at me, I didn't say the words this time. I didn't need to. They were seared in my brain, writing themselves, like the unseen stylus of an etch-and-sketch engraving the words deep and thick across my cerebrum. They rattled like a mantra, growing louder and louder until they beat like a metal drum. My lips moved silently in the mirror. Watch me. Watch me. Watch me. How it started. Chapter 1. Riley. Some might say we went too far. After all, our plan was born in the span of one drunken weekend, settled over shots of tequila. But if you had to credit one person, or blame them, then I guess that one person was me. Ultimately, I was the one obsessed with puzzles. I didn't want to hang out with them in the first place. Just the mere junction of words like group and project gave my introverted ass an ulcer. I avoided people in college, determined to get the work done and get back to my lonely apartment. But then there was Scarlett. Everything changed after Scarlett. She was my bridge to the others, extrovert to my introvert, follower of all things art and art drama related. Scarlett had followed the same track as me since freshman year. We shared the same three courses on Tuesdays and an early foundation studio lesson on Thursdays. If not for her annoying charm and persistence, our friendship probably never would have gained traction. I know it wouldn't have, because there's no way I would have initiated one in the first place. I'd always been a loner, having fewer friends than I could count on one hand. When I went to college, I never expected that I'd make a friend, much less more than one of them. Certainly not friends as glamorous as Scarlett, Sammy, and Mia. Riley, right? With an I or a Y? Asked the girl with the bright red hair and million-dollar smile. Her hair was twisted into galactic spirals around her freckled face. She wore fake lashes and blood-red lipstick that was often smudged on her straight white teeth. She had a nice smile, the sort of smile you see in toothpaste commercials. Riley, with an I... I stammered, watching curiously as she plopped down in the seat beside me. Before I could get a word in edgewise, she launched into a noisy monologue about two influencers in the art world who were up in arms on Twitter.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?